We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Lamed Tes Amud Beis around 6 lines from the bottom, but at 2 dots, maybe 7 lines from the bottom. We learned the Mishnah. One of the things that Mutar Ba'achila is Adav Dinyos, which are these clusters of grapes, Af Bishma Natvos, even though it's dripping liquid, it's dripping grape juice, Ein Be'em Shema Hechsher Mashkeh. It's not called Hechsher, it's not called a Mashkeh. Whatever's dripping out is called Ibud, it's called a waste water, but it's not really called Mashkeh, to make the grapes into a hukshalo tumah. We know something to become tame, a food to become tame, has to be hukshalo tumah. So there's not a hukshalo tumah. Frank Marvin Minu, we have a kasha, haboitzel gatz, someone who's harvesting grapes in order to bring it to the gas, to the press, to make it into wine. And if it's sitting into these big containers of grapes, automatically some liquid drips out. So shami, I'm a hukshar, it's hukshalo tumah, because the juice that drips out is grape juice. And it's machshir. Hillel Omer loy hukshir. Hillel says not hukshir. Va'oidle Hillel Shammai, and Hillel is moided to Shammai. Lemay said he's right. It is hukshir. So now our Mishnah says that the grape juice is not machshir. And here it says it is machshir. The Mishnah says pashut teretz. Hasam kabay lemashke. What are you doing with that bucket of grapes? You're bringing it to the gas. You're bringing it to the press in order to make it into grape juice. So of course, if it starts dripping grape juice by itself, it's hukshir. Haqa, the case over here was, like a boile lamashke, you're buying a cluster of grapes to eat from the guy, and it's dripping liquid, you're not trying to make grape juice. So there, it's not nichale, in order for something to come with juice, it has to be nichale. This is oimid la'achila, it's not nichale for it to drip out juice, because it's not making it into juice, and therefore, it's not machsher latumah. The Mishnah said further, that tirius she'ino trufa. We learned in the Mishnah before that tirius trufa, which means cut off fish, is a problem because you might have non-kosher fish. But here our Mishnah says, tirius she'ena trufa is mutter to buy from a guy. You're not worried that he mixed some non-kosher fish in it because you can see the fish. She'ena trufa. Tara Baran, Asia tirius she'ena trufa. What is considered fish that's not cut up? Like what could you see? So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, kosher roish v'shedra nikar. It has to be for each fish. The head and the shedra and the spine is nicker. Because that's where you could tell if it's a kosher fish or not. So one of the simanim is the head has a certain type of head, that the temeim, the head is a sharp head, and doesn't have a chut ha-shedra. So here, if the shedra and the roish are kayam, you could tell if it's a kosher fish or not. Ve'ezu tzir sheyesh ba'daga. It said another thing in the Mishnah, that if you buy fish juice and has in it a daga, that is a simon that it's a kosher fish. So what does that mean? Kol she kilbus achas she kilbus, it has one kilba or two kilbus. We had this before. This kilbus is actually a type of fish that's not a kosher fish, but it grows only in kosher tzir. It only develops in kosher tzir. So if you have sitting in here, swimming in here, this type of fish, you know that this type of fish juice is kosher fish juice and not non-kosher fish juice. So if it has one or two kilbis, that's a simon that's kosher. Kol she kilba achas she kilbus shaitos by on top of memo and aleph. Right, the Gemara, what are you saying? Hashta kilba achas emeres shari shtei kilbias mibayim. Now you tell me one kilbis is mutter. Of course, two kilbis. What's the means? One or two? One is enough. What are you two for? Like hasha kam b'psuchas kam b'stumais. And Rashi explains that if it's psuchas, if it's open, it's not enough with one because maybe it fell in. But if it's stumais, so there by stumais. There it's enough. One's enough. You don't need two. One's enough. Now, you're going to ask me that maybe how can one be enough? Maybe it fell in before you closed it. A kilba fell in before you closed it. We're saying psukha is not enough one because maybe something fell in. So why is stuma is enough with one? Because it's closed, it's sealed. Maybe something fell in before you closed it. They break the Ran. Ran's a pasuk teretz. Ran says that if it's tamei, even if something fell in, it won't last that long. It lasts a little bit, not long. So therefore, if it was fell in before you sosem it, it wouldn't have stayed alive. It would have died. So therefore, since it's a live kilbis here in this thing, so you know that it did not, if it's a kilbis here, you know that it's tahar, it's kosher, it's not a non-kosher fish. That's the way the Rana answers. But a little bit of kalas, therefore if it's psuchos, maybe it just fell in, there was that right. That's one kasha. Another kasha, Tais says kasha, that why you choshish, that maybe they put the kilba in, right before they were seismic, a guy put the kilba in. Why is that right by stumas? And also more than that, that if it's two in the psuchos, you got to really ask some psuchos, really. Psuchos says one is not enough, you need two. Maybe he put two in. The guy put two in. You take a one to fall in, there's no chance. But maybe he put two in. So the Tosfos Rosh answers that the guy is not chosh to put it in. He doesn't know about this trick, and therefore he doesn't put it in. There's no chash that the guy will put something in there. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Achite Rosh v'Shedra Nikra. Rav Nachman Amar, Oy Rosh v'Shedra. Now the Ran explains like this, that Rav Huna holds that there is such a thing as a non-kosher fish that have a head like a kosher fish, but to have a head and a shedra like kosher fish, that is not possible. So therefore, if this fish has a roish and a shedra that look like kosher fish, then it's kosher. Rav Nachman says, either one's enough. Either siman is enough. One or the other siman is enough. So itmar, who no ma'achte roish v'shedra nikra, then you know it's a kosher fish. Rav Nachman, ama oy roish oy shedra. Either a roish or a shedra is enough to show us that's a kosher fish. Oh, Gemara, that's a kasha. Very good. Mos Rav Ukur Achama, and says in the Brice, another Brice, another Mishnah, with Dogim, Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapi V'Kaskeses. It says that if it has a Snapi V'Kaskeses, it's a kosher fish. So why didn't it mention also in this Mishnah that the simon of a head or a shedra? And like Rashi learns, V'Kasha L'Tavayu. The kasha is on both Mandi Omrim. The kasha is both on Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. That's the Rashi learns the kasha. Why didn't it mention that the other simon? Why only mention these two simon? Amavaya kitanyahi ba'aro pamudo the domi reshayol tameim. It's talking about the fish called the aro pamudo. That there, the head is similar to a tame. That's a kosher fish that has a head similar to the tame. So there you need a snap of a kaskasas, which means like this. Really, you have other simonim to tell if it's a kosher fish, the roish and the shedra. There are certain fish that the roish looks like a tame, and therefore you have to have the simon of snapper and kaskasas. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmei Deula. Machloikis letavo betziro. The whole machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, what simon's enough, is dafka letavo betziro. Avagufan to eat the fish itself. Divri I call Osir, Ajay Raisa Shadanikri. You need both simonim. Lakuyam need both simonim. Now, why would it be worse? Why is the tzir different than the guf? So the Rosh actually says the difference is that tzir is only Osir Drabanan. Tzir is the fish juice that comes out of the fish. That's only Zeya Ba'alma, he calls it. And that's only Osir Drabanan. So Osir Drabanan can be Shaymich on even one simon. But Toysvis asks, and Divri Maskam, Machakis with Siron, that he holds tzir as the Raisa. If I'm a pasuk, hatameim l'rabit siron. So he answers, could siron is batal b'roiv, mashekin guf. It's a barrier. It's not batal b'roiv, and that's why l'kuli ama by the guf, you need both simanim. That's what Gemara first says over here.
Why do you need the roish and the shedra?
Why do you need the roish and the shedra?
If you have the shedra, it should be enough.
You need both. When you have the roish down off.
Right, because men don't have shadra.
Huh?
Men don't have shadra.
No, they have a chut shadra. The kubbits do have shadra, they don't have a chut shadra. But according to this Gemara, this really machlaikis in the Gemara, really. That's really machlaikis. According to the Ran, that's what spoke out, this is machlaikis. No, I said both ways. No. They have some claim to have a roish, and that's like a thing that's have a shadra. As the Ran says in that Man Yama, he says, Svila Rav Huna, the ikav dog mitmeyim shiroishim ogul. Either one. And yeah, they have either one. They have either one, therefore he has to have both. Mashainke Lamandiyama holds that you can't have. So we're saying here we're machmir for that mandiyama when it comes to the guf. Zotti Gemara inside one more time. I don't read the Mashmoshiram. Guf if I call Asir. Ache Rosh Veshadra Nikr. Omrab Zera Mereish. Have a matvilna b'tziron. We're beginning to table into the tzir. Kivin the shemana lahod amar Rav Yehuda b'shmei. Because I thought he said like this. I thought that the tzir was a kuli alma a kosher. The whole machloikis is only by the guf. But kivin the shemana lahod amar Rav Yehuda b'shmei deula. The machloikis is a tava b'tziron. The guf is called aser. So an am machmir like Rav Huna. So then achi reish v'shidra. So he says now that I heard that I'm going to be called aser. Achi reish v'shidra. Nicker, but tzir namilar tavina. Until it has both simanim, I'm not toiveling the tzir either because I hold like Rav Huna. Amra Papa, Hilchasa, Ache Roish Veshed Nicker Shkolachas Vachas. The loch is that when you have this barrel of this type of fish, You have to have Rosh Hashanah the Nikkur for every single fish. It's not enough that some fish are good, so now you could assume the rest of the fish are good. You have to have this siman for every single fish. Meisvei, Meisvei Kasha, Chatichos Shiesh Vem Siman, Bein Bekulam, Bein Miksosam, Vafil Ba'achas Meish Vem Kulam Mataris. So it's a kasha or a pop. Rabbi said you have to have a siman for everyone. We have here a brisa that says like this: the chatichos of the have a siman sai kulon or sai miksosam, part of them, even 1 out of 100, you could assume the whole barrel is kosher. Kulam ataris umaisa bevchavim echos hevi garov shel chatichos. He brought a whole barrel of chatichos. Nimtza siman ba'achas vem hitav shemim real. It's a garov kuli. They had the whole thing. So what's the pop going to do with this brisa? Brisa first not like him. If the Gemara, the Gemara Papa, Kishachatich Shavas. You know what the case is? You found the siman in one piece, but the rest of the pieces are like a puzzle. They fit into one fish. So I know that's really one fish. That was the case. It's really one fish. Chatich Shavas. They all fit into one fish. What's the chiddush? So one fish. Maybe really there's another fish, but it fit in. Sometimes a puzzle could fit in even that's not the piece. That it's not possible, and that's a siman. So according to our papa, you have to siman every single fish. Why here is it mutter? Because it all fit into one puzzle. Who arba the tzachnasa, the osir sichra. Tzachnasa we had already a few times is this chilik fish, which is a small sardine that looks like a tamei because it doesn't have the fins and scales. It's going to have it. It's kosher fish, but it doesn't look exactly like kosher fish. And therefore, you get mixed up. They could throw in other non kosher fish together with it. So there was this whole ship of Tzachnasa that came L'Sichra. Nafig Ravuna Bachin, V'chazabe Kalfi. He saw there were some scales there. V'sharye, and he was mad to the whole boat. Omle Rava, Umi'ika Deshori Kai Gavna, Ba'asra Deshchichi Kalfi. So Tais explains that, if you look at the Ma'as of V'chaza, Tais explains, Ma'ari Gunsh Hoya Shom Elamin Echad. They knew every single min was exactly the same. We're not sure which min it is. Once he saw some scales, he knew this is the kosher min. And what's the Pshat Manda asks? He doesn't argue with that. He asks this because he's scared a scale fell from somewhere else. That was what Rava asked it. Only Rava, Mi'ik the Shari Kegavim, Asa Shri Kikafi. There's a lot of scales around here. What's the riot? Nof actually Puri the Rava. So Rava put out a Kolkairi announcement, V'asar. And he answered all the fish from this boat. And Shipuri the Ravuna said that a Kokari, the Huna Rachinna, Vashari is matted. So it's a big machlekes here between Rav and Ravuna. Om Rav Yirmi of Diftilidi, Omali Rapapi, some of the girls, that Rapapi told me, Kishar Ravuna Bachinna Batsiron. Ravuna Bachinna only said, it's Mutta Batsiron. It seems like from the Ran that Ravuna Bachinna was the bigger one, and we passed like him. So if he only matted Batsiron, even though Ravuna Bachinna, who is the matir over here, he held only the tzir, the juice is mutter, but the fish itself wasn't mutter. That's what Rav Yirmiyah said over. Rav Asher said over, Rav Asher, l'di amali Rav Papi, kishara Rav Huna b'achinna, afilu begufam. He was mad to even the fish itself. Therefore, zokt Rav Asher, therefore, va'ana mi, loy meser asrinin, I don't ask it, the kamali Rav Papi, the lakam Rav Papi, that's mutter, according to Rav Huna, the guf. But loy mishra sharina, da amar Rav Yehuda Mishrei Deula, machlekes tal betziron. Av begufan, divra koil, atche roish v'shidu nikash kolecha v'echad. But I didn't want to be matter either. I couldn't ask her because he said it's mutter. But I couldn't be matter either because I have a memra for Rav Yehuda Mishrei Deula, similar to before, that by guf, to eat the guf, everyone agrees you need a simon for each fish by itself, separately. And here he didn't have that, and therefore, he did not allow to eat every fish. Yosef Rav Chinah Ba'idi Kamei Derav Adav of Yosef Kama Oyev Chav Moshevi Arevi Melech Chav Yois Areva Melech Chav Yois V'nimtzo Kilbis Ba'achas Mem. A guy that brought a boat full of Chav Yois and it's tzir. We're not sure what's a simon for tzir that's kosher. The simon is if it has a kilbis. V'nimtzo Kilbis Ba'achas Mem. So you found the kilbis in one of the barrels. And it was Medina, like Taisus Pitz points out, two into a psuchos, or one in a stumos, the right amount of kilbis. Menimsa kilbis v'achas mem. Psuchos kulam mutaris. All the psuchos are mutar, even if it doesn't have a kilbis in it. Because we assume that it fell out, it just jumped out because it was open. like Rashi says, the have a high, have an high, we could have also lama just left. But the stuma is not so posh. So psucha is kul mutaris. Stuma is himutaris, the one that has the same as mutar, but kul asuris, because there's no way it fell out. How did it fall out? Why is it not here? So it's a riot that's not kosher. Omalei menolacha, had you know shut psak? So he answered, Omalei metlosa kroyishmili. I heard it from three psukim. Merab v'shmul Rav Yechanan. And Rashi explains, we're calling them tlosa kroy because they're chacham gedolim that has kedai lismechalov, just like a pasuk. And he heard it from them, that's why he passed like that. Omrav Bruno Omrav, kirvei dogim, the insides of the fish, the intestines of the fish, v'ubaron, and the eggs, ein nikachim ela min amumcha. You only could buy it from a mumcha. What is min amumcha? So in yesterday's daf, min amumcha meant from a neman. But the Ran says, that lafi Rashi, the word mumcha means over here, someone who's a bucky in fish. And he knows what he can tell, like which eggs come on what fish. He says, "Nirim de Rashi, the mumcha and ubaki." That's what he learns. But he says, "Achay meimrim," which is the Ramban, learns that my mumcha neman, just like the mumcha before. So it's what mumcha means exactly. But ain't a kachem elam mumcha. Ramle ulad Rav Stoy the Membiri with the kama Rav kirvei dogim veubron ain't a kachem elam mumcha. Since it says that. Kirvei dogim and the eggs, you only buy from a mumcha, mechlal, it must be a dog tummy is the uber. It must be a dog tummy has eggs. V'raminu, I'll show you from a braisa that it's not true. That it's not true. Maybe it's even a mishnah this. That's not true that a dog tummy, mashritz, a dog tummy gives birth, it comes out a whole fish, not an egg. Dog tar, matal beitzim. And a dog tar is matal beitzim. What's going on over here? How can you say that kirvei dogim ubrum has to be a kosher fish because no such thing as an uber from a non kosher fish? Sami mekan ubrun. Therefore, he asked his kasha and he said, "We take out the word ubrun because it can't be part of the memra. It's not true. Ubrun are always kosher." Amalei Rav Zeira, no, loy tismi. Don't take it out. Tavayu matila beitzim. They're both lay eggs. El zeh mashes rechutz. Zeh mashes them. Difference is like this: the behemoth, the dog tomei, it hatches inside. So, but it's possible to have an egg of a tomei. If you open up the fish before it gives birth, you'll find eggs there. But it hatches inside. So, that's my answer. That's the way it's possible to have eggs by a dog tomei. Freitag Gemara. Okay, very good. So we didn't erase it according to one man diyama because it's possible to have it. But the Gemara's kash is why we need mumcha for? Don't the eggs of a non-kosher fish look different than the eggs of a kosher fish? Lomli mumcha, libdik b'simadim, check the simadim, tell them the b'raisa, just like the simadi beim. You know, beitzim of a chicken is different than beitzim of an ostrich. They have a different look. Or other non-kosher birds. The Tanya, k'simadi beitzim, kach simadi dogim. Just like beitzim of a bird, of an oif, have different simadim. They look different between a tamay and a tar. Same thing about fish. Freit mar simadi dogim, sakadai, the simadi dogim, snapper v'kaskeses, k'siv behem. It's not the same simon like a bayim. El kisimani beitzim kach simani ubre dogim. The eggs of the fish have a simon just like the eggs of an oif. Ve'elu heim simani beitzim. What's a simon of a egg of a chicken? Kol shekaderas ve'ugagalas. We're touching the grashi and chulin. It means if they're round. Just the reason I said two loshonos are round because round can mean like a flat circle, like a lentil. But there's another type of round that means like a ball. So this is round. The egg is round like a ball. It's round and it also has a 3D element to it that's round. Now the two ends are different. Roisha echad kad. One end is flatter. Roisha echad. One end is sharper. If you look at a kosher egg, the both ends don't look the same. One is a little flatter than the other one. So then we know it's tahira. Then it's kosher. But beis roisha echad, both ends are pointy. Or ubeis roisha echad, then both are flat. Tameya, that's tummy. Another simon comes to eggs of chicken. Chelmoy mevachutz. Chel means the yellow. The way I know is with chelbay and chelban. Chelbay is chelov. That means the white. So chelmoy mevachutz. Chelmoy, the yellow is on the outside. If you look at the egg and the yellow is on the outside, chelbay mevnim and the white is on the inside. Tameya, that's a egg that's non-kosher. Chelbay mevachutz. If the white is on the outside, chelbay mevnim, then tar. Chel v'chelam rovzer. They have to mix together. Zui beitzas hasheretz. That's the beya of a sheretz. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that you see that there's a simen. So what's the problem? Why do we have to buy a daf for a mumcha? You can't buy an egg. because he's scared it's an egg from a non-kosher fish, there's simonim. The egg of a fish does not look sharp on both, the egg of a fish, if it's flat on one end and sharp on the other end, we know it's a kosher egg from a kosher fish. You're buying these eggs after it was already dissolved, and if you couldn't tell the shape of it. So the Gemara asks, Akapanim, that's what we're holding right now, where it was in a Maichu, therefore you could not tell the egg. What we're saying is like this, that there is a simon to eggs of a fish, and you can't tell because of the Maichu.